So it's Magic 105.4. I'm Jamie Edwards, and joined in the studio now by Gareth Gates and Joanna Page, stars of Cinderella.
Hiya!
Yeah.
Hello. Joanna, what's occurring?
Not a lot. We're in the middle of rehearsals at the moment. That's what's occurring. And it's going very, very lush, actually.
I love it. You see, I'm from Barry Island, so I can get away with saying this. I'm from Barry Island, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The only thing that's Welsh about me is my name.
Oh, Gareth. Gareth. I was going to go, what, Gates? That was Gates.
No, that's the only thing that's Welsh about me, unfortunately.
And you guys, obviously, you must be having fun doing this panto.
Yeah.
It's the most amazing fun. Working with Joanna and the rest of the people that are doing it. We've had so much fun.
I'm loving it. I'm getting to sing and dance. He's doing lifts with me, from Dancing on Ice. We've like, we probably shouldn't say because it should be a surprise, but I can't help it because I'm so excited. He's like, you know, lifting me up and then putting me in the air. I'm loving it.
They've not got you on ice though, have they?
We might be pushing a bit on for the finale.
You'll have to wait. No, but the lifts are actually
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I just need to make sure that I don't drop her.
Yeah, we spent all day doing it. I think it was one Saturday, and then the Sunday I couldn't get out of bed. My stomach muscles, I think it was the first time I'd used them in something like 2 years, but I am loving it.
What's the insurance like on that?
I don't know, because if you're doing a film, you can't do stuff like skiing and stuff like that, can you? Imagine if you dropped me.
Oh, the pressure's on now.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you're obviously playing Cinderella.
Yes.
I would guess you're Prince Charming.
I am actually one of the ugly sisters.
Of course.
I'm not.
He's doing it in drag.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a whole new avenue.
Yeah, exactly. I am the prince. And I'm very, very lucky to have such a beautiful Cinderella.
Oh, well, I'm loving it. You know, when we have to sing together, we stand together and he has to look into my eyes and sing to me, which I think is every woman's dream because it's amazing. And he opens his mouth to sing and he's just got the most fantastic voice. And then I hate opening my voice to spoil it all then because I just have to remember to sing because I'm just looking at him thinking, oh, my God, amazing.
With Joanna, she sort of thinks she can't sing, but she's got a really lovely voice. And it works. As she's so little, she's got like a really little sweet voice, and it works really great together.
We were practicing, you know, the other day, and he was playing the piano, and we were practicing the song, and then he was going, "Yes, good, that's good." And I was thinking, oh, Gareth has told me that my singing is good. That's amazing.
Yeah, but
it's like one of those boot camps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But on the same level as well, when it comes to the acting. You know, I've never acted before, and sometimes my speech is a bit hard and things. You know, so me acting in front of an amazing actor like Joanna, I was really nervous. You know, so it was the same.
Welcome to the Magic Lovin'.
Late Night Lovin'. Magic Radio.
Oh, dear. And obviously, congratulations, by the way, Gareth, because I hear you're the new Joseph. Congratulations on your marriage as well.
Yes.
Forget the whole lifetime thing.
Forget
you're
that.
Joseph.
The career.
I am the new Joseph, yeah. Really, really looking forward to it. In fact, I was actually there the other day and wearing the coat for the first time. It was the most amazing feeling. And it was really funny speaking to him. There's actually only one coat.
Really? Like,
there's only one coat.
Is there? For everyone?
There used to be three.
Yeah, I know. However, Jason Donovan robbed one.
Yeah.
Philip Schofield robbed one.
Really?
And I will rob the last one, but don't tell anyone. And it's really heavy as well. That's maybe because so many people have worn it and sweated in it that it sort of weighs it down.
That's amazing that you're wearing the same one as when it all started and stuff. What I want to know is there only one loincloth?
Ooh, that's
Well, yeah, lots of people have worn that, and yeah, that's also sweaty and weighs down a bit.
Why are you even thinking it?
I think I'm going to come and I'm going to wait until I see him in the long clock, and then go Gareth, Gareth.
That's no way to talk about your Prince Charming, is it?
Charming.
And obviously you got Gavin and Stacey as well coming back.
Yes.
Well, Christmas special.
Yeah, we got the Christmas special. It's on BBC One, but I'm not sure when over Christmas. But I also feel like I've already done Christmas because we did, you know, all the Christmas lunch and, well, Christmas dinner. And I've had all the sprouts and the turkey. That was brilliant to film at first, but then after you've been doing it for 2 hours and you've got the same meal and the gravy's got a skin over it and you've got to be like, oh, happy Christmas, everyone. I just thought, oh, I can't bear it anymore.
Have you heard the the Robin Ruth duet?
Oh, yes, I have, and it's fantastic. Do you know all about it? Do you?
Well, I only know that they recorded it, and and they were going to release it for Christmas, but they've been asked, please, will you release it for Comic Relief? So they're holding on to it.
Well, I have heard it, and it's amazing. It's brilliant. And I think Rob is just absolutely loving it because he's got the chance. He's just got free rein to like go for it and sing and record it properly.
It's his chance of getting on Top of the Pops.
Yeah,
if it, well, if that actually
still
existed.
Do they do CD UK anymore?
No, it's gone as well.
Boo.
T4, you'll have to do T4.
Look at this, she's not been up since like 10 o'clock in the morning for how many years?
Years and years.
Exactly.
So, obviously, let's get back to the panto. Is it something that you guys, you know, had always wanted to be involved with, was a pantomime? I mean, you must have gone when you were kids.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
We used to go a lot. I'm from Bradford, and we used to go every single year. It was actually my mum's dream for me to play the Prince at some point in my life, and so when I told my mum I was doing it, she was absolutely over the moon. So yeah, and it's, you know, being involved with it and working with such amazing people is great, and most of the time we just find ourselves laughing as opposed to actually getting any work done,
which
is a bit worrying.
Yeah, we're just giggling. And and it's really good because, like, you know, you go to drama school and stuff, and then you come out and you do all, you know, serious stuff, and it's all, you know, emoting and being all serious, and then you don't get to do the stuff which is what you started, what got you into it in the first place. I can't remember when was the last time I was singing and dancing outside of my own living room, and so to get to do this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then when they phoned and said Gareth is playing your Prince Charming, I remember phoning my mum going, you will never guess who is my Prince Charming. She's like, and I went, Gareth Gates, and she screamed down the phone because she loves him.
Oh, bless her.
But isn't it slightly awkward, Gareth, that you're sort of, you know, chasing this beautiful lady, and the person helping you is her real husband?
I know.
I'm like, I'm sorry, James.
What's really
funny,
yeah, is that before we've got to, like, we have to kiss, and the person who breaks up the kiss is James.
Yeah.
So we were laughing, saying, I bet, you know, him running on is going to get sooner and sooner every night until
exactly.
we go to kiss and we don't get to kiss and he'll be running on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is James Thornton, who you're married to.
Yes.
From Holby City, of course.
Who's playing... Holby Blue.
Holby Blue, sorry. Yeah. He plays Dandini.
Yes.
That's right.
Which I always thought was in Aladdin.
No, it's his best friend.
Dandini's like the prince's sort of right-hand man, is his best friend. And I actually really, really love James. He's great. ITV One.
He does lots of voiceovers, and Gareth's been going to them with him, and so he's been doing lots of, you know, voiceover things.
Impressions.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the voice that says, watch tonight on ITV One.
That's really good.
And he's got such a, like, a
really deep voice. They're both from Bradford as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the it's that helps because the banter's all there.
Yeah.
And we sort of speak in the same accent, and it's great.
See if
hang
we can
out
do
in the same
listen
places.
Tomorrow on Magic 105.4.
Okay. Listen tomorrow on Magic 105.4.
Ooh,
that's
not
really
bad.
Good. That was really good.
Oh, we could have a new voiceover guy.
Exactly.
How did you manage to swing it then to get your husband
and
yourself in the same show?
Oh, well, they phoned up and asked us both if we'd do one. So I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'd like to. But I was thinking, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, leave, you know, far from my home and stuff. So when they said it was, you know, going to be Wimbledon, I said, yeah, you know, I definitely love to do that. And I'd love to work with James as well. We didn't really have to have a big discussion of, oh, should we work together or, you know, what shall we do? And so we both just said, well, yeah, I think that'd be really good fun. We get to run around, dance, sing, and we're together over Christmas. We get Christmas Day off. But yeah, I think it'll be really good fun. So because the producers of it were are the producers of Fat Pig that I was doing, so I knew them through that. So then they just said, well, how would you fancy doing this?
Yeah.
So we both went, well, yeah, we'd love to.
And what are you guys going to actually do for Christmas?
Over Christmas we're really busy. We only have one day off, which is Christmas Day. So just eat lots and have a few drinks.
You better hope she doesn't eat too much. You've got to pick her up the next day.
I'm like, oh God, I can't get you up.
I'm just going to be having lots of snowballs and watching James Bond films, and on my one day off, I'm going to have to cram the whole of Christmas into one day. And then all the rest of it, we're just going to be on stage.
Yeah. Such a Welsh thing to say. Watch James Bond on Christmas Day. That's what my entire family would do. It's true, yeah. But, oh, God. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with
Didn't we meet when you came to do Fat Pig? I remember that now. Yes.
Yes, but I wasn't going to mention how we met. It's because she barged into the room with a load of McDonald's.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he came to interview Ella on Fat Pig, and I burst into the room, and she was in the middle of doing this an interview, and I brought her a McDonald's.
Yeah. She'd already downed hers.
Yeah, I'd already eaten mine, so I was bringing Ella hers.
12 chicken nuggets. I remember.
Yeah, you was eating McDonald's. Yeah. Fat Pig.
Yay!
Hey, see what you did there. Yeah. Of course, I resisted that one at the time.
I bet.
Oh dear. Well, listen, guys. You know, we wish you all the best. I'm going to come down and see it as well when it opens. 5th of December. It's until January the 18th at the new Wimbledon Theatre.
Yes,
that's right.
So everyone, make sure you do get down there and see the guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.